This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Every few weeks, KUOW's Elizabeth Austin brings us poetry from a different Pacific Northwest writer. Elizabeth, it's great to see you. And who do you have for us today?
Good to see you too, Marcy. I brought you a poem by Martha Solano. She's a Seattle-based poet, teacher, and public radio listener. And that is not just a gratuitous plug. That's actually relevant to the poem.
Okay, how so?
Well, a few years ago, NPR ran a story about a photograph of the Earth as seen from billions of miles away from Voyager 1. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.
The late astronomer Carl Sagan tried to express how he felt about this photo in his book, Pale Blue Dot. This is him reading.
Every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on a mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam.
Martha Solano heard that piece and knew immediately that she had to write about it. Many of the poems in her previous collection relate to space and astronauts, so it's a subject dear to her heart. Here's the poem that Martha Solano wrote in response to that, and it's also called Pale Blue Dot.
Pale Blue Dot. Candace Hansen Korachek. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but you were the first to spot it. This two-pixel speck, otherwise known as planet Earth. Sitting at your screen, shades drawn, office dark, you searched the digital photos sent back by Voyager 1. 4 billion miles from your desk. And there it was, not the big blue marble swirling with clouds and continents, not the one Apollo astronauts. The sheer beauty brought tears, thanking God and America, declaring no need to fight over borders or oil. This was not that view. This was how our planet might look to an alien. And yet, how close this photo came to not being taken at all. Scientists arguing aiming the camera back at the sun might fry the lens, questioning the worth of such a risk. This shot, you say, still gives you chills, dear Candace. Our planet bathed in the spacecraft's reflective light. Pale blue dot lit by a glowing beam. I'm surprised Christians didn't have a heyday, though viewing his crowning achievement requires squinting. When NASA put it on display at the Jet Propulsion Lab, a blow-up print spanning 14 feet, visitors touched the pinprick so often the image needed constant replacing. Perhaps because without the little arrow, we wouldn't know which pinprick was home. And yet, its barely there-ness doesn't excuse the plastic bags, duct tape, juice packs, sweatpants that lodge in the stomachs of whales. And yet, its lack of distinction doesn't pardon the brown pudding goop on the Gulf of Mexico's floor, a goop in which nothing alive has been found. To reckon that speck, mourn the loss of the black torrent toad, to take it in, grasp its full weight, then turn toward a child's insistent, give me a ride in a rocket ship with meteors and turbulence. Like you, dear Candace, alone and in the dark, while a loved one's asking, where are you going? When are you coming back?
That was Martha Solano reading Pale Blue Dot from her collection Reckless Lovely. What an interesting combination, Elizabeth Austin, of a sort of scientific environmental look and then something really deeply personal. You don't usually hear those two things combined.
I think that's part of what caught my eye about this poem, Marcy, is that there's really two turns that she takes away from the NPR piece that prompted her poem. One is that turn first to think about what we're doing to the Earth, and then that turn even more intimately to her own family, to the people who look to her to say, what's next?
It just an interesting perspective, and I am thinking back to Carl Sagan and his much more macro look at things. And it's interesting how a poet can take that and make it so highly personal.
Yes, and as we've talked about before, Marcy, with poets, it's always about perspective. What's the view? What's the context? An interesting thing that Martha told me is that this chance encounter of hearing this NPR story that led to this poem led her to the book that she's currently working on now.
As I'm reading this poem, I know that the work I'm doing now is about the brown pudding goop and about the black torrent toad. So this poem spawned a whole book that I'm working on now. It opened an entire way of writing that I hadn't been doing before, that is about the environment and about how humans are affecting the planet. So just that one NPR story, just amazing. I should be giving all my expendable cash to NPR for that reason.
We've been listening to poetry by Martha Solano. You'll find a link to the NPR story that prompted Martha's poem, as well as to several other poems from her most recent book, Reckless Lovely, at our website, kuow.org. Elizabeth Austin, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcy.
This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.